Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site, under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, with a website that's easy to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday, the third day of November 2021. Here are my weather thoughts as we move through the day. At mid and late morning, showers and thunderstorms pretty widespread across south central Texas, as we have a very shallow wedge, only a few thousand feet thick above our heads, this cooler air that's moved in, and a mid and upper level disturbance, as I predicted, low pressure disturbance is now slowly making its way across the areas, producing lift essentially on top of this cooler air. And there's still plenty of moisture up there, and we get thunderstorms and lightning from the warmer temperatures aloft on top of the cooler air. Folks, that's going to continue for a good chunk of the day. There's indications based on the latest high-resolution short-range model guidance that we'll see the rains let up beginning probably about 7, 8, 9 o'clock this evening, and then begin to dissipate overnight. Maybe a few lingering showers into tomorrow, but the clouds are likely to hold into a good part of the day tomorrow. I'm still indicating once that upper-level, mid-level disturbance moves on through that we may see the clouds break by late in the day, Thursday, but most likely clouds will linger through much of the day, and then we'll see the clouds break maybe Thursday night into Friday morning. Get back to more sunshine Friday, temperatures well below seasonal averages, and then we get sunshine, and the high pressure area that's coming in the wake of this cold front at the surface will finally move east, and that's going to pull back an east to southeasterly wind as early as Saturday and more pronounced by Sunday and Monday. That's going to result in beginning to get a flow off the Gulf of Mexico again. It's not going to return moisture real quickly, but it will begin to see temperatures respond. I expect temperatures back into the 70s and perhaps the upper 70s, which would be above average for this time of year when you look at 30-year climatology. Probably put highs back in the upper 70s to approach 80 by the early part of next week. Over the next 7 days, and this basically would be over the next 24 hours, the National Weather Service is suggesting out of their Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland, that we will see on average about a half inch to an inch of rain locally. We're well on our way to that already this morning over parts of the area with the thunderstorms. I think there may be some isolated heavier totals up to an inch and a half, 2 inches in some areas. So watch it pretty carefully. Shouldn't be a major problem, just kind of a wet, kind of a damp, a chilly Wednesday out there, which I hope you enjoy. I will update this audio weather webcast and also my 7-day forecast on the website again Thursday morning. Hope you have a good Wednesday. Carry the umbrella if you're going to be out.